Today's audiocast for Friday, August 4th is made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. In the 1940s, the Air Force embarked on its most expensive aircraft development program ever. The result was a long-range bomber that could take the war in the Pacific to the doorstep of the Japanese, carrying tons of bombs and ultimately two atomic bombs that changed the course of history. It wasn't long, however, before modern jet aircraft made the B-29 obsolete, and many ended up being used for target practice. Now there's only one in flying condition, and it can't get back into the air without the help from a lot of people who understand and care about this unique national treasure. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Kay Kreitz of the Commemorative Air Force about why getting Fifi airborne again is so important.
The plight of Fifi, their world-famous B-29, the only flying version of the B-29 in existence, and it's been having some problems lately, hasn't it, Kay?
Yes, it has. Bless their hearts, the unit that is assigned to B-29 for maintenance and flying just completed 19 months worth of maintenance on the plane, replacing 2 miles of wire and a lot of the structure of the aircraft. They got her back into the air in June and then once again experienced engine difficulties and now faces the challenge of raising $3 million in order to custom build engines to fit on the plane.
Well, what's the matter with the engines that are on it? What keeps breaking on them?
A large number of the problems have been with the cylinders. These engines were not reliable when the plane was built back in the 40s, and they've not gotten any better over the 50 to 60 years that she's been flying. And you can't just run down to the store and pick these up anymore. She's been plagued with engine problems for the 30 plus years that she's been flying with the Commemorative Air Force. So the decision has been made, rather than try to keep repairing these cylinders, to take two later models of the 3350 engine and combine those to custom build more reliable engines for her.
They're trying to make the best out of two different types of engines?
Well, she was originally fitted with the Wright R3350 57 AM engines, and these are two later versions of 3350 that are more commonly available, and in fact, we have several of them here already. They are the 3350 95Ws and the 3350 26WDs, and they'll take pieces from each of those and combine them together to make an engine that will be much more reliable and will allow this plane to once again get into the air where she belongs.
Now, these are 36-cylinder radials?
Yes.
Enormously complex engines.
Very complex engines, yes. Very difficult. We're very fortunate to have found someone capable of taking care of these engines and working on this plane.
Tell me a little bit about the airplane's history.
The airplane was originally found in what was at that time a top secret base in California, China Lake. We began searching for years for a B-29 and were told that none were in existence. They had all been scrapped and destroyed after the war, until a pilot one day flying over this desert area in California looked down and saw these planes in the desert. We finally tracked them down. The Air Force had given them to the Navy to use for bombing practice. They gave us permission to rescue one. A group of, at that time, Confederate Air Force members went to China Lake, and in 9 days, they pieced together an airplane, took off, and flew her to where our home base was at that time, which was Harlingen, Texas. Since that time, she has been the only flying B-29 in the world and has been flying for our organization.
Now, Fifi was supposed to be at Oshkosh this year, but I gather the engine problems were just insurmountable and it couldn't make it.
That is true. Safety is our first concern, both for the plane, which is a national treasure, and for the people who are flying in her. And it just simply was not a safe option to take her out with engines that were not 100%. Once we raise the $3 million, it will still take approximately 2 years to refit these engines to her.
How are you going about raising the $3 million?
We are having a multi-pronged attack. Of course, getting the information out to the public is absolutely critical. Anyone who's interested in donating can call us here at Commemorative Air Force Headquarters, and that number is 432-563-1000, and then if they'll push 0 for the operator, Christy will be happy to help them. Or they can go to our website at www.commemorativeairforce.org and there is a Save Fifi link there. And there's some history on the plane. There's some information about the B-29s in general. There's a little film clip to watch. And then an area, a place where they can either mail their donation in or they can donate right there online. And anyone who donates $500 or more will receive a picture of Fifi with an inset of Fifi Agather, the lady whose the plane is named after, and Mrs. Agather will sign it for them.
How important is it that we get Fifi back into the air?
This plane, as I said before, is a national treasure. She's a tribute to a generation that Tom Brokaw called the greatest generation. She's a flying museum. I have been fortunate enough to fly with her, and I even get choked up talking about it because, I have, you know, having seen it, the faces of the veterans as they once again see this plane that brings back the memories of what they went through. This generation made a significant difference in our world as we know it and paid the price. Freedom is not free, and this generation paid that price.
That was AvWeb's Russ Niles, who spoke recently with Kay Kreitz of the Commemorative Air Force about why getting Fifi airborne again is so important. This report has been made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. For more information, click on the AudioCast sponsors link at avweb.com. Look for AvWeb's next AudioCast on Monday, August 7th. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.